And now, the Rokan Show presents News or Ruse, a true game of true wit and skill. And now, here's your master of ceremonies, Rokan!
Thank you, Mr. Duffy. It's a very special edition of News or Ruse.
It is.
Because television, international sensation, and celebrity, Star of Stars, Bob Saget, is with us.
So cool that you're here, Bob. Thanks for making time for our game.
Oh, my God. It's the best game I've ever not played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you'll feel the same way later.
I'm big on games. Is there a bocce ball involved?
There's bocce. There's a little bit. What we do is eventually then I just do somersaults down the hallway.
I want to see that.
You push me and I do somersaults and you see if I can knock over a pin.
Flaming bowling pins, maybe? Yeah,
maybe.
Okay.
Hey, I'm not above it, Bob.
I just want to see how it ends.
Yeah.
How you land safely.
Don't I?
Sometimes in flames. It really does.
I'm going to videotape it.
You play against Judy, and she's really tough. So.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to play against Judy
But I
Pilot.
Will not accept the results unless I win.
Right, exactly.
That's kind of how it always works here, isn't it?
After the game's over, I will not tell you whether or not I have lost.
Excellent point.
I will not, accept that I have lost.
Wrong.
And then Violetta Pottermedic, who is our traffic reporter, you're going to play against her. And you each
she's
get a contestant.
She's a paramedic.
She's a paramedic. That's correct.
I save lives every day.
I thought she was a pomegranate.
Yeah, whatever.
I like pomegranates, except those seeds you got. What's up with the seeds? I mean, why is that not a perfect fruit? It's so close.
Messes it up.
Don't work your whole act now. What are you doing?
Save it. It's called waking up.
You're just waking up now?
Wait till you hear his pomegranate hunt. Woo! All right, hey, you were here for Ideas Week.
I was here all week, and I had an amazing time. I had two events I did. One was I was the surprise guest. I was, wild card night, so mm-hmm. I was the last speaker. And the speakers were so – in L.A. and New York, you don't have a thing where people get together. People speak. They're mini TED Talks of sorts. Mm-hmm. And this was – you had one person that was talking about domestic abuse, another person that was singing beautiful stuff, and she's with Chance the Rapper. She sings with him. She's so beautiful. And then another person spoke out breaking and entering, lifting a manhole under a bridge in Chicago. And you can find incredible things down there and drink a bottle of wine with a friend. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds fun.
Well, it started by the Groupon founder, right? Brad Keywell. He started it and he brings in these phenomenal people. You have a lot of technology people too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ran into any of them, but then you have the artists
and teachers and dancers and literally everything. And it brings people together. It's only $15 a ticket and people can't, which I got all of the gate. I got all of it.
But good. Was that your deal?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. But,
but
Tuesday night was my first night. It was over at the Contemporary Art Museum. And then the second night I was part of a comedy confab where interviewed different comedians and the interviewer was a lovely, lovely person whose name is... she has no name, but she is a brilliant professor.
It's really interesting because Bob just looked up at the heavens to decide whether or not he thought God was going to actually give us the answer.
I thought it was going to be etched into the oh my God, there it is in the asbestos now. Your asbestos dangerous tonight on Asbestos Now.
Right,
but
Bob.
She is a teacher at Columbia College, and she interviewed me last night at the Contemporary Art Museum, and it was really... I was able to say things of actual value rather than my normal patter like I'm doing now.
Yeah.
What was your focus? What was the...
We have to do the game show here.
Was comedy and what are my roots and what were my influences. And I started from Chaplin, then we discussed Buster Keaton, and then I tried to jumpstart it to the Marx Brothers and then went to Jack Benny.
Ooh,
but Jack Benny, it was interesting just because I love comedy. No one listening probably remembers Jack Benny, or maybe some people, but the millennials don't. But this is a guy who's, I know you want to play, you got to play the game before I continue?
You're from Full House, right?
Yeah, I was on Full House and Fuller House.
Go ahead and ask him the follow-up, Violetta.
Okay.
Do you still talk to the Olsen twins?
Yes, all the time. In fact, I'm talking to them right now. I have a special IFB in my ear, and they're with me everywhere I go. It's like
he's always FaceTiming
Cut
live. He's got a separate phone.
See them in New York. I love them very much, and I do events. I do three events a year for the Scleroderma Research Foundation, just to get heavy, because why not? I lost a sister in 1994, and so I do benefits in New York, L.A., Vegas, and I want to do Chicago, and we do San Francisco, and a lot of people are affected by this disease, and Ashley and Mary-Kate come out, and they donate a tour of their factory with the people that bid for it, and they're I just love them. They're just very, very wonderful girls.
All right. And he never gets asked about him either.
Yeah. Right. It never comes up.
No one's ever mentioned anything. Anything. Lascivious.
I'm not like most millennials.
About like Full House. No one ever brings that up.
No one ever brings Fuller House, the number one show on Netflix.
Isn't that amazing?
Really? I would vote for Stranger Things because I'm obsessed with it. I am obsessed. And I met those kids. I did Chelsea Handler's Netflix show. And I met three of the kids.
Ooh.
And I met number 11.
I don't know how they can sleep at night.
Oh, I don't know how I could sleep last night. Right. I watched the debate.
Yeah, what do you...
I don't.
Right, we have a separate issue.
I did not sleep last night. Yeah. I watched.
You're a very nasty woman, though, and we have to go on and do the debate. All right, are you ready?
Bigly.
All right, if you're going to be that way,
I am. I have to. All right, here we go. Here, because these poor people are standing by.
Yeah, it's not fair.
In order to win a gift package of Fresh Wave natural odor removing products, keep your home odor free into the fall season with Fresh Wave products. These are very good, Bob, by the way.
You make me want to grab you.
Now available at select Walgreens stores. Not again. Visit freshwaveworks.com and click on the store locator. And then the runners up get a $25 Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. That's really true.
That's delicious. Hombres love it.
Yes,
exactly. I can't.
Would
I
you rather
sleep.
Be a nasty woman or a bad hombre? What would you rather
I'd
be?
Love to be a nasty woman hombre. I'd like to be a tough lady with a mustache.
Yeah.
And no gringo's going to mess me up. Don't build a wall around my Taco Bell.
All right, here are our contestants. Mike is playing with Judy. Steven is playing with Violetta. And James is playing with Bob. Here are your headlines. Now remember, here's how the game is played. I'm going to read a headline. Anna's going to read a headline. And then you tell us if this headline is made up or it's real.
And what do I do?
You just, you'll consult. Listen, watch this.
Okay.
Watch Mike and Judy do this.
Surgery.
Here we go. Mike and Judy. Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right. Mike and Judy, here is your headline. Sleepover at Taco Bell. Fast food chain to turn restaurant into Airbnb.
Ooh. Judy, help.
Really? Would you want to sleep in a Taco Bell?
He apparently is sleeping in an air chamber right now, so I don't know what to
do. Do you not own a dog?
News. It's news.
You're going to go with news?
Are you sure? All right, news. Nicely done.
Oh, what,
right, how
Mike.
Do I assist?
You don't have to. You're going to assist your own person.
I was at Chicago Ideas Week.
Steven and Violetta, here's your headline.
I was on Full House. I just turned into Rain Man during the
interview.
I'm going to tell you something right now, Bob.
Behave.
These are not real headlines. Yes.
All right. Steven Violetta, here's your headline. Texas concludes record-breaking streak of not executing people.
Bob, what do you think? Just kidding.
You want me to give you my
opinion? No, it's not your turn yet. Your
Steven?
Turn's next.
I don't understand the game.
Steven.
it'll all become clear. Okay. Steven and Violetta, is that real headline or
Taco
not headline?
Bell.
Steve, are you there?
Steve.
I'm here.
Okay, right. Sorry, Steve. So what do you think? You think the Texas massacre's wrong, yes?
No. Texas concludes record-breaking streak of not executing people. News or ruse?
I'm going to say...
Go ahead,
Steve. You call it.
Come on.
I think it's a ruse.
Ruse.
Oh.
No, they just completed it. All right, Bob.
No, it actually happens because at Taco Bell, that's what they do when they run out of food.
Bob and
headline.
And James. Bob and James, here's your headline. And you two have to decide here. You and James.
Do we talk it out?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
How long can people live? New study suggests there is a limit.
How long can they? We have to come up with a year?
No, it's just
an age?
Is that real or not real? Is that a real headline or not a real headline?
Oh, my word.
How long can people live? New study suggests there's a limit. James, help Bob
James,
out.
James, what do you think? I have an opinion.
I think that's news, Bob. What do you think?
I actually don't think there is a limit yet. So I don't think it's news.
Okay, I'll go with Bob.
Oh,
that was a mistake.
Bob.
James,
right.
Never
Thanks,
go
Bob.
With me. I'm a fool. I'm so sorry, James. You could have won.
Thanks.
What could he have won?
Well, they're
not
done,
done yet.
We're going to round two. Here's round two.
I don't understand the game.
Mike and Judy.
This is the best game we've ever played.
Weren't you a genius to be invited to Ideas Week, and look at you.
Right.
I know. I'm afraid people are going to stare at me through this window.
Yeah. It's all like right. A fishbowl.
Mike and Judy.
Okay.
Here's your headline.
Okay, here it is. Serial.
This is the best show.
Run off the rails.
This show together.
I don't think
Mike
has that long to live. Hurry.
Serial panty planter stumps police. Serial panty planter stumps police.
Serial, as in what you eat, or a serial killer?
No, like a serial killer. Serial panty planter.
All right.
I don't even understand it, Mike. What do you think? You seem to be good at this.
I don't understand it at all. Judy, your call.
Serial panty planter stumps police.
Yes. That's it.
That's your headline. News or Ruse?
I believe in it.
What do you want to go with, Mike?
Why are you helping the other people?
Yeah. Ruse?
Okay, let's go, Steven.
Speed
round.
Steve, I think we should just say news or Ruse before they read it.
But let's say what that means.
It means
the pants of the police were pulled down.
A sustained years-long campaign involving underwear being placed in front of a tree outside of a house in Melbourne, Australia, has left police and homeowners baffled. That's what that means.
They've been leaving the panties across the lawn.
Wow.
What a criminal act. It's rigged.
Steven and Violetta, here is your headline. Basketball team tracking high fives to measure team camaraderie.
News, right?
News.
Oh.
Well done, James.
That's what I was going to say.
James and Bob, here's your chance to weigh in. Florida delivery driver raises $4,000 with GoFundMe aimed at recovering specialized bong from pawn shop.
Oh, James, what do you think?
I think that's news, Bob.
I do, too.
James,
I was so with you. I don't understand how that could not be news.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And on the other side, Bob and James are going to have to answer this next one correctly or they're eliminated from the game.
This is the best game I've ever played. And if you cut together all the dead air, you have everything I ever had to say. There was a lot of good dead air on this one. There was when James was thinking. I'm reviewing this. This was a great game.
Did you ever play Million Dollar Pyramid?
No, I did not. I did a sketch in college called the $10,000 Tuition Pyramid, but that's about it.
Okay.
I can close a room right now. I can empty this building with what I have to say. James, you're a genius. I loved you with the giant peach.
Bob, I just want to say one thing. When we go on the air, don't do any of this material.
We haven't been on the air, right?
Right.
We're just hanging, right?
Here is Violetta with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
That was my favorite news or ruse.
So join Chicago Tribune in publicly recognizing the most dynamic and supportive companies in the Chicago area. The 7th annual Top Workplaces event, November 10th at Soldier Field. Visit topworkplaceschicago.com for your tickets.
All right, Bob Saget is here playing News or Ruse with us. And Bob and his contestant James.
That's the reason I'm here. Sorry, they turned my mic off purposely. They did.
Really?
I can hit this cough button and then you can't hear me or you can hit that back. But they purposely keep turning me off. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
At least it's not like Donald Trump's making it sound like you're sniffling. Remember that, Mike?
What is that? I think he's part snuffleophagus, actually.
Mm-hmm. That could be.
There was some body language expert said he's marking his sentences when he does that because he wants to prove to himself he was right about what he just said.
His arm movements look like chefs used to on South Park.
You know what
were blurry.
You're right. It reminds me. His arm movements remind me of the Muppet Show.
Like
all of a sudden the guy that their arms are just kind of flying up.
They're flailing disconnectedly. They are not always in sync with their movement.
Yeah, wait till the Philippines invades us. All right, hold on. Don't anybody move. James and Bob, you got to get this headline right. And this is going to be read by Orion Samuelson, Radio Hall of Famer. So please listen for your headline, James and Bob.
Yes.
Amtrak asks woman if she's still trapped in elevator 7 months later.
What do you think, James?
I got to defer to you, Bob. I just think it's news, but I don't know.
You were right last time I didn't think so, but this time I'm feeling that after 7 months, she would have had to eat her shoes if she's trapped for 7 months. So I'm going to what do you think?
Let's go with ruse then, if that's what you think.
Let's say it's a ruse. Damn it, James. You're always right.
Do you guys
I
have
feel
any right?
bad. You could have won
have
some.
Right.
No, nothing.
Yeah.
You could have won some police underpanties stuck to a tree.
All right. Steven and Violetta, here is your headline.
China is coping with pollution by buying fancy honey.
What do you think, Steve?
I think the guy that just
that
said that's
like
a robot.
I need to do. I'd say news.
You want to go news? I'm not lying. I wasn't really fully listening, so I'm going to go with your gut on this one.
Wow. All right.
Boom.
Oh, you're in it.
Well played.
You stay alive. Now,
I think the key is not listening.
Mike and Judy have to get this right to stay alive. Otherwise, Violetta, even not listening, gets this.
Yes.
Here we go. Here is your headline.
Woman pays $500 to save her $12 goldfish.
I would believe that. News.
All right, news.
Oh, the game is still alive. We go to extra.
But that's an obviously true one.
I mean,
how could a woman be in an elevator for 7 months and nobody comes and gets her? What's she going to live on?
Well, they called her. The problem is that she became trapped in an Amtrak elevator and took to Twitter to ask for help. And then the rail company called her 7 months later asking her.
Oh, but that's a mislead. That is ridiculous. That's saying she was stuck in an elevator.
Are you challenging the results?
The media is crooked. I'm challenging the question. I believe that there should be a bonus question because that was worded as though she was trapped in an elevator for 7 months.
This is rigged against you.
Very Trumpian.
This is rigged, I'm telling you.
Welcome to my world every week.
By the way, it's this microphone. It's this microphone. Microphone, you guys have rigged my microphone. See how I'm talking? This cuts off. Sure, hers doesn't cut off. Mine cuts off.
All right, back to the lightning round here. Mike and Judy, here is your headline: World's oldest man, finally no longer a boy, celebrates his bar mitzvah.
Oh,
a bar mitzvah is where a 13-year-old boy becomes a man.
Bruce.
You gonna go with Bruce?
Really?
Judy, help me.
I think it's news, but I don't want to lose it for you. Although, unless you want to lose, I think the second place.
Whatever. I need an answer.
What do you think,
news.
Mike?
News.
Yes.
You got it.
Wow. You know, they had a circumcision for him. It was very painful because he's so old.
Right.
Yeah, they had
to remove his catheter to do that? Is that
they did, and they numbed it with pina coladas.
All right, here we go. Here's your headline, Stephen and Violetta.
Nevada brothel opens first in the nation, adults-only pumpkin patch and petting zoo.
Oh, what are they petting?
I don't know. It's a Nevada brothel, so
what
we
do you
can
think,
guess.
Steve?
I think if it's news, I want to go there, but...
Yeah, it's the best brothel in the world. Pumpkins in it.
All right,
way
news
not to sound creepy.
News or ruse.
Let's go news, right?
I'm going to say news.
Yeah.
You're so close. Judy wins again. The whole thing's rigged.
It is rigged. Judy wins every time.
Who cares if it's rigged? I won.
Yeah, the woman in the blonde Bob
won. So I accept the results.
Did you see what happened there, Bob?
Yeah, I did.
She wins all the time.
Yeah, I understand.
It's really weird.
You're a nasty woman. A nasty woman, Judy Pilak.
Well, she was right because nobody gets grabbed by the pumpkin anymore. Right around the patch. It's Halloween-y time.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Bob, you can see Bob in
material.
Fuller House on Netflix.
December 9th, it premieres all over the world. I'm going to Japan to promote it December 4th. Because it's the number one show in Japan. I don't understand it. We added Godzilla to it there, so it's going to be funny. I think Tanner
worked that in.
I want to see San Francisco blow up, right?
It's all fine. Tanner survived because we have to do Fullest House one day, and that my joke is that's just me in an urn on the windowsill. But yeah, I'm in three of those, and all the Dave, John, Laurie, and myself are in like three each. It's really fun to be with everybody. I love all of them,
like,
and I'm on tour, and I'll be coming back to Chicago because I love it here. Last time I was here, I was out of town. I did the Blue Chip Casino just to see what it's like over there,
fun.
And it's a fun land. And then I went, but I did Thalia Hall, which I loved, which
that's
I should
great.
Have invited you. I did invite you.
Yeah, I
you
was
were
out
not,
of town.
You were out of town, and. And then I'll probably do Hammond Casino or Chicago Theater or something cool when I come back.
All right, whatever you want.
I'm going to do a special next year when this election's over, when all this confounded annoyingness of people. Listen, it's been like a cage match. It's like
it has been.
I don't want a cage match. I want to just make the world a better place. So
too late for that.
Hug me as I leave and we go on mute.
All right. That's what we'll do.
When you play your ads, what's your next ad going to be?
I have a feeling it's going to be for another radio station. I don't know.
How could that be? That's like when
it's
you're
possible.
Well, it is weird when you're watching ABC television. All of a sudden, it's an HBO ad. It's like, wow.
Yeah,
anybody can buy any airtime.
Yeah,
well, so true.
Wait, now listen right now and tell me what you think. What do you think about that? See,
but do they own? Are you owned by the same company? Wow. But I heard Frankie Valli. I used to open for him actually. I did. I was with him the night. The Jersey Boys is based on. I was opening for him in Pittsburgh the night that his daughter passed away.
Wow.
And it was a part of history. And that's what the whole Jersey Boys show was about.
That's when it starts, right?
I couldn't see the show because I was in the second row, but the cast is so short, I couldn't see them because there was a person in front of me.
I have no idea. Bob, thank you very much. Appreciate you being here. I love you, Bob.
You guys are so gracious. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Bob.
It's always a pleasure to see you, Bob.
And it's nice to play a game I have no knowledge of.
Sorry I beat you.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen.
I'm the winner.
Say that to me later.
Nasty woman.